What's up, guys? Welcome back. Today is a short and spicy episode for you to help you get out of your own way and kind of to call you out on something that you've probably been doing. And this thing that you feel like might not be that harmful to you and your business is actually one of the most harmful things that you can be doing for yourself. Okay. This is inspired by a conversation that I've been having with my own clients, and I was like, oh my God, I need to just fucking hit record and talk about this because this is so important, literally so important for your mental health, for your business growth, for your bank account, for your impact, for literally everything, okay? And it is this, your relationship with social media, like hands down. Your relationship with social media, your relationship with your phone, your relationship with the notifications on your phone, like how many of you are completely being bombarded with notifications, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or messages, or like you have all of these fucking things just draining your energy. You're giving your power away to them, right? A few years ago, I decided I was turning off all of my notifications and I was putting all of my social media apps in a folder that was not on the main screen of my phone. And the only thing that I have notifications for is texts and phone calls. Right. And even those are muted. I don't ever have the sound on. Like, I'm in control of my phone. So many people are not in control of their phones or of their lives. Let's be real. But the phone is a really big issue because you're just using your phone to distract yourself or numb yourself to feelings that you don't want to feel. That's really what it is. Right. And if you want to move forward and you actually want to create the life you want to create, you want to build the business that you say you want to build, you cannot let these little things completely fuck you up, right? Like, I say this with so much love, but it's like, guys, come on. Like, if something is literally draining you and making you feel like shit, it's time to change your relationship to it, all right? If social media followers or social media likes are giving you an issue, stop looking at them, right? You can hide like count on your Instagram posts. Hide the like count. Right. But also, like, what are you making that mean? You know, are you making it mean that you're not good enough? That's what you got to clean up. That's the shit you got to clean up. Right. But like, nobody is more important than you. And if you're letting phone notifications, if you're letting, you know, all those things, like, completely just take control of your life, you're never going to create your dream life and business. Right, my rule of thumb is 80% creation, 20% consumption. It's quite simple. But it's like, guys, I love you, and there's a lot of you listening right now that spend way too much time on social media. I don't even have TikTok on my phone, right? Because I know it is a waste of time for me. I know that I would get sucked into the rabbit hole, and there's no way that I would have the almost seven-figure business that I do if I had that app on my phone and I was just mindlessly scrolling. Sure, my team might end up taking some reels and posting them there, but like, I know I don't want to get involved in that space. I know the rabbit hole it's going to bring me down. I know my brain. I know my dopamine-driven brain. Why would I want to sabotage myself? I don't. Right? So stop sabotaging yourself. Stop sabotaging your own genius. Stop sabotaging your success and your results. Because at the end of the day, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, all I did with my life was scroll on social media. Guys, this is not okay. This is a serious, like, fucking pandemic, right? And it's not even the phone itself. It's that we're using the phone to distract yourself from feeling. Right? Feeling the disappointment with yourself, feeling the frustration, feeling the not enoughness, instead of moving through it or coming and joining my programs to help you actually heal it and move through it and feel worthy and feel good enough and step into your power and claim your success, because it's there for you. But you can't buy into these bullshit beliefs and stories that just aren't true, right? And you cannot any longer let the algorithm or the metrics or your phone or TikTok or Instagram or any of these things dictate how you feel, right? We gotta grow a fucking backbone. You gotta grow resilience. This is the empowered feminine, is like, yeah, that shit does not define me, right? Everyone's engagement is down. It's not just you. Like, everyone's is down. Are you really going to let that stop you from building your dream life and business? Really? Like, that's what you're going to let? You're going to let that little thing completely throw your entire plan under the fucking water? That's what we're working with here? Whew, man, I am sorry to tell you, but if that's what where we're at right now, girl, you got to get it together. You got to remember who the fuck you are and stop with this. Because you, right now, if you looked at yourself from outside of you, you would be like, oh my God, yikes. Like, stop. If you're going to be a leader, you say you're a leader. Okay, how are you leading yourself? Like, if you are not leading yourself in the way that feels like, oh, wow, yes, offline, not just what you post on social media. I'm talking about your real fucking life. How do you lead yourself? Are you waking up? Are you meditating? Are you moving your body? Are you eating well? Are you sleeping? Are you doing the fucking basic things to be in your power? Or are you just like eating crap food and not moving your body and like doing nothing? Like, guys, wake up. You have to wake up to the fact that society literally wants you to feel like shit, right? Like, society wants you to be addicted to scrolling, to be addicted to junk food, to be addicted to sugar and all this other shit. Yeah, you know why? Because it makes you less powerful. And guess what? When women are in their power, it's fucking scary, right? Because they actually can do a lot of fucking work. They can actually change the goddamn planet, right? So you have to start separating yourself from these influences, from these things and these ways of living, these habits, these mind patterns that are not serving you. It's no longer okay for you to be doing that, right? Like, this is the work before you actually build the business. And while you're building the business, if you don't have these fundamental basic things down, we got to talk. Like, this is what you got to do. All right, because you have one life. And I don't know about you, but I do not want to get to the end of my life and have regrets. I do not want to get to the end of my life and feel like, oh my God, I should have done this, or I wish I did this. No, I'm not available for that. I'm going all in on this life, and I have been going all in on this life. I've invested in myself so heavily. I'm not stopping anytime soon. And honestly, I'm just getting started, right? And it's like, if you right now are like, going through this right now, let's fucking get you out of that space. Stop sabotaging yourself. Stop hiding. Stop playing small. Stop letting these things external to you take your power away and start claiming what the fuck is yours, right? You did not come to planet Earth to do nothing. Sorry, right? Because you're not listening to this podcast if you're fine with a good life. You want an extraordinary life. You want a magical life. You want a very incredible life. You don't want to settle for good. I know that because I don't either, right? That means you cannot do what everyone else is doing. 95% of the population, probably even more, are doing these things that are not going to allow them to go from good to great and great to excellent and excellent to extraordinary. Right? So do you really want to go to extraordinary, or do you want to stay where you are in the good or even in the great, but doing these things that are really not feeling good for you? You have to make that choice. You have to decide. It's up to you. Right? And honestly, like, I'm here to tell you, I know you want the extraordinary life. I know that you do. That's why you listen to the show. That's why you are either working with me or want to. It's like, of course you want the extraordinary. Of course. Yeah. Why? Because why not? Like, why not? All right. If you can have the best, why wouldn't you? If you can go 5-star, why wouldn't you? If you can have luxury, why wouldn't you? Right? Like, why are we pretending like we don't want the best thing? Why are we telling ourselves lies? Why are we lying to ourselves about, oh, yeah, this is fine. This is fine. It's not fine. Stop saying it's fine when it's not really fine. That's not the truth. And you know it, right? And for some of you, you've been lying to yourselves your whole life about what's fine. It's not fine. It's not fucking fine because you're not actually fulfilled. You're not living in your potential. You're living in this mediocre kind of like fucking lukewarm pool. Like, ew. Ew. And you feel it and you know it. And it's like, what am I doing? It's like, yeah, you gotta wake the fuck up, right? You literally have to wake up. And often this takes a big pattern interrupt. The way to actually do this, it's like, oh, that's why my retreats are so fucking powerful, because you are away from your routine and from your phone and from all the stuff for 4 days. And you're gonna realize, oh my God, wow, some things have to change, right? Even in my programs, especially in my mastermind, you're gonna be like, whoa, I have been completely playing small, holy shit, oh my God, right? You don't even realize it until you get in these rooms with women having higher level conversations than you, and you're like, whoa, okay. Right? You're sitting over there thinking like, oh, this is like pretty good. No, girl, it's not. No, there's so much more. There is so much more out there for you, but it requires you to start focusing on what you can control, which is like putting boundaries on social media, putting boundaries with food, putting boundaries with people, deciding your standards, deciding what you're no longer available for, right? What are you no longer available for? Who are the people in your life who are just completely draining you? Right? What are the things? What are the habits? What are the actions? What is draining you? You have to let it go. You cannot hold on any longer. Right? You just have to decide that you are the most important person in your life, and it's only you and you to the end. And the longer you delay this, the more frustrated you are going to be, because you're going to only say, I wish I did this sooner. I wish I fucking did this sooner. Why did I wait so long? All right. Every single person that works with me is literally like, I wish I joined sooner. Oh my God. Right. Yeah, of course. I always say that with my own mentors, right? I just hired another mentor and I'm like, oh my God, I wish I did this sooner. Jeez, it feels so good. It feels so good to get the support. Why was I waiting? What was I waiting for? What are you waiting for? Truly, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? All right. If you've been fed this Disney narrative of, being this little princess in the castle waiting for your man or life or a magic opportunity to come save you, girl, I am so sorry to tell you, but that is not how life works. It's not. Life is challenging, right? But it gets a lot easier when you're in your power and you are doing your life's work in your power, in your potential. And it is up to you to lead yourself, right? If you want clients to be self-led, you want people to pay you, you want to guide others, how are you guiding and leading yourself? That's the real question here, right? That is the real question. Stop sabotaging yourself. Stop getting in your own way. Stop playing small and do the work required, right? If you're like, what is this work? I know I'm in my own way. I know I'm playing small. Please just join one of my programs. It like isn't that hard. There's price points at every level. There's like money is not an excuse. I don't even want to hear it. It's ridiculous. You guys go out and spend money on really shitty food or on takeout or on like random ass clothes that you don't even like. It's like, guys, where your money goes is what actually changes. Are you just like spending money on shit that doesn't matter? Or are you investing in yourself? Right? Like, come on. You deserve better. You deserve to treat yourself better. You got one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. Right? Like, oof. That is the end of my rant. Come join any of my programs, whether it's the mastermind, whether it's Badass Biz School, whether it's Conscious Creators, wherever you need to be, come join. Like, enough is enough. Stop waiting. There's never going to be a better time. This is the wake-up call you need. To get your shit together, say enough is enough. I'm doing it. I'm going all in on me. Why? Because you're worth it. Of course you are. Of course you are. There's no other option. Of course you are. I'll see you on Instagram. You can message me over there. Peace out.